Hello, my name is Chris, and I want to thank you for joining this Tenant Cloud podcast. Today's episode is a continuation of our series on how to find a tenant quickly. And if you have not listened to the previous episodes in this series, I would highly recommend doing so. We've covered a lot of great content, such as creating high quality rental listings and how to do so, ways to offer great incentives to encourage tenant referrals, how to work with an agent, being flexible, creating a wait list, and avoiding rental application roadblocks. And today's podcast episode is titled Curb Appeal is a Big Deal. Now, there have been a lot of studies done on the impact of curb appeal on the value of a home that is going to be posted on the market and the ultimate sales price and how much value that home increased by compared to other properties that had sold recently in the same neighborhood with not as good curb appeal. And something as simple as adding a tree or two has been determined to see an increase of around 7% according to a study. One of them was called Valuing Curb Appeal by Eric B. Johnson. And simply adding a tree or two to either the property itself or to the median area had a direct impact on the overall value of the sale of the home. Other types of studies, such as one done by Lauren S. Simon, called Understanding the Contribution of Curb Appeal to Real Estate Values, found that curb appeal is multidimensional and has a significant impact on the overall value of the home when it goes on the market. And then there are other studies that have been done on the value of curb appeal for rental properties. And one of those is the effect of urban trees on the rental price of single family homes. And this study was done in Portland, Oregon by Jeffrey Donovan and David Butry. And this one also, again, related to trees, found that the trees had a significant impact on the value of a rental property. One of the things that they discovered is that an additional tree on a house lot increased monthly rent by at least $5 or more. And a tree in the public right away increased rent by over $21. And so a lot of these studies indicate that something as simple as planting trees in the front of the property can have an impact in the overall value of the home, whether that is a rental property or if you are putting the property on the market to sell it. So if something as simple as a tree has been found to have that much of an impact from $5 to $21 or a 7% increase in the home sales price or whatever it is, based on all these different studies, that's pretty significant. And so that leads me to believe that maybe doing something a little bit above and beyond just a tree would have an impact. And that's backed up by additional studies that have been done and surveys with tenants and renters to ask them questions about how much a curb appeal is going to have an impact on whether or not they rent or if they even bother stopping to inquire about a rental property. And once you put all that data together, it's a pretty substantial argument that curb appeal is a big deal. And so I wanted to just go through a couple of things on this podcast episode to address how you can improve the overall curb appeal of your rental property. And it doesn't necessarily have to be anything big and flashy or new and completely remodeling the home. It just has to do with that initial look at the property that says this property is loved and it is cared for. And the person who owns this property is going to take care of the property and it's probably going to be a good experience staying here because of that. So one thing you want to do is trim the trees and the bushes around the property. If you don't have any, then based on these studies that we just discussed, maybe you want to consider planting some trees or bushes on the property to improve the overall curb appeal of the rental. Another one is keeping the grass mowed and edged. Extremely important. And not just mowing the property, I made sure that I add in edged there because edged adds in an additional detail that says that you pay attention to detail for your property. And edging a lawn has a huge impact on the overall look and appeal of the lawn. And it just, it's that extra step that most landscapers charge a little extra for, and it's definitely worth it. You also want to make sure that you have cleared out any weeds on the real estate property that you are renting out. Weeds, again, kind of is one of those things that says, hey, this person's not putting in that extra step to make sure that this property is taken care of. So make sure that you are addressing any weed issues in the rental property's lawn. You also want to touch up paint on rough spots. This could be areas where water comes into frequent contact with it, and maybe it's causing some type of issue with the painting or the siding, and you want to make sure that you have addressed those. Make sure that the gutter and things of that nature are lined up. Make sure they're not sagging off of the roof line, because anything where there's lines, people's eyes are drawn to lines. And so you want to make sure anywhere that there's lines on the front of the property that you're looking at from the street is properly lined up, edged. That's where the edging of the lawn comes into play, because people's eyes are naturally drawn towards things that have lines. And so you want to make sure that anything like with the door, the roof line, the drainage, all of that stuff, the gutters, all of those things are properly taken care of and lined up. You also want to make sure that the window blinds and curtains are properly installed, that they are lined up and that they aren't crooked, they aren't broken, they don't have pieces missing, and all of those good things. You also want to make sure that if you have a rental property that is more than one unit, so maybe it's not a single family home, but it's a duplex or a fourplex or even a multifamily rental property, you want to make sure that the other members that are renting that property are also taking care of their windows and the exterior of the property. And if you don't, you might want to have something in your lease that indicates that they cannot change anything on the exterior of the property, and anything that is exterior, visible from the exterior, is governed by your lease, and that you can dictate that changes need to take place. For example, blinds. It's not infrequent to encounter people who have pets where the pets go and break the blinds. Or in my case, if you have kids, your kids may tend to do the same thing. I tend to replace blinds on a frequent basis because my kids like to go and look out the windows. And of course, it's not uncommon for them to pull on something a little too hard and it snaps one of the blinds. And so it's important to make sure that anything that is visible from the exterior, including the windows, such as the blinds, are kept neat and that they have a good appearance. Also, make sure that the windows are cleaned. If your tenants in the other units are not cleaning their windows and they're dirty, grimy, whatever it might be, you'll want to make sure that you address that as well. It's not just the rental unit that you are going to try to rent out that is vacant. It's also the entire property as a whole is going to have an impact on the prospective tenants that are looking at your rental property, because they are going to have to live in that building with those other tenants. And if the outside of the building looks like a mess, then that's going to deter quality tenants from renting at your rental property. And the other thing is you want to make sure that your steps, sidewalks, decks, etc. are cleaned and presentable. If you do not clean them on a regular basis, even if it's just an annual or semi-annual cleaning, just to make sure that any salt that has been applied over the winter is cleaned off in the spring and that it's not eating away at the stain or the paint on the deck. And make sure that the deck stain or paint isn't fading or chipping, and make sure that the rails are secure and firm. That's not just a appearance issue, that's also a safety issue. Make sure that steps, same thing, that they're firm, they're sturdy. Make sure you replace any rotting boards or address any issues with concrete and things of that nature. All of those things are going to come into play with your rental property and how quickly you can get a tenant into your vacant rental property and decrease your overall vacancy rates. This is especially true in a community where there may be more than just your rental property. Maybe there's a lot of rental properties in your neighborhood or in your general area. You're going to want to make sure that your property is at least the equivalent of those properties in terms of curb appeal or a step better, a step higher. And so you want to go that extra mile and show your prospective tenants that you care about the property, that the property is well taken care of, and that you also care how other people, including other tenants, or them when they move in, how they are going to take care of your rental property. It speaks volumes to you as the landlord, and that is going to have a direct impact on whether or not that prospective tenant wants to rent that rental property from you, because curb appeal is a direct reflection on you as the owner or the manager of the rental property. So I hope that this information has been valuable to you, and definitely go and check out the curb appeal at your rental property or properties and make sure that everything is good and ready to go at all of your vacant rental properties and also the other tenants in the buildings or in rental properties that may be next door or nearby. And hopefully that allows you to decrease your vacancy rates and increase the number of applications that you have and attract higher quality tenants. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll look forward to talking with you next time in the next episode of this series on how to find a tenant quickly.